Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is greeted by 10 lepers. Well, leprosy starts as just a little tiny blemish on your skin, but as it makes it into the advanced stages of leprosy, you essentially become a walking corpse. Very contagious. And so what would happen in order to spare the rest of society from the same burden is that lepers were cast out. They couldn't live with their family and friends. They couldn't live within the town. They had to form their own sort of colony outside the city, which were called leper colonies, kept under quarantine. The only way they could actually re-enter society is by praying, hoping, wishing that somehow the leprosy would subside, and then they could go show themselves to a priest, and the priest would inspect their body, and there were sacrifices involved and things of that nature, but they would eventually get to go back and be with their family and friends and be in the society again. But there's really nothing they could do. They didn't have the sort of medicine you might need to sort of bring you out of leprosy. That's not something that existed during Jesus' time. And so these 10 lepers come to Jesus because they have nowhere else to turn. At some point along the way, they must have heard about him, right? Heard about all the miracles he's doing, right? Because he's making blind men see, he's making lame men walk, he's making deaf people hear, he's doing all of these miracles. And so at some point, this news must have reached their little colony of lepers and said, you know what? This Jesus sounds like a pretty amazing guy. He does some pretty amazing stuff. The problem is that that's what most of them thought, and it's all they thought. That Jesus is just some amazing guy who does some amazing stuff. And it's all evidenced throughout this text here, but the truth is that Jesus isn't just an amazing guy. He's not just somebody who is sent by God to be, you know, really nice to people. Jesus is God. But not everybody notices it. Not everybody picks up on that. And so, again, 10 lepers cry out for mercy. And you know, we have this sort of God where it's not like he's going to pick and choose who he blesses with his physical blessings. No, he decides that the physical blessings are going to go out to all people. And so all 10 of these lepers are cleansed. They're all cleansed. Jesus goes, go show yourself to the priest who's going to declare you clean. By the time you get there, it's going to be done. And in some way, they believe his words, right? Because they go, even while they're still afflicted with their leprosy, they start on their journey to the priest. But then something different happens, right? As the account unfolds, there's only one who returns to give thanks to God. Just one. Now, especially because Thanksgiving is tomorrow, it's really easy for us to sort of pull out a moral lesson from this, right? It's good to thank God, and it's bad if we don't thank him. And that's true. But there's much more unseen in this text than just some sort of moral story about how it's important for us to thank God. This text has more to do with faith. Because why else would this man return to Jesus unless he believed who Jesus is? It means one leper believes that Jesus is God. One leper believed that Jesus is Savior. The other 9, they simply see Jesus as a pawn, as a vessel, as someone who is going to give them what they want, and then they will have no need of Jesus anymore. One leper believes, 9 do not. One leper wanted God himself, and 9 only wanted what God could give them. One leper confessed that Jesus is the most valuable thing in the entire world. And the other confessed that Jesus had very little value to begin with. This is a huge problem. Right? This is a huge problem. In fact, it's probably not very hard for you to see the correlation between what happened in Jesus' day and what happens even now. In our world today, people like to treat Jesus as if he's a rainy day fund. Right? Well, we're just going to set him aside over here, and that way, when I'm having a bad day, I'll be able to go over there and I'll be able to use Jesus later. Right? We treat him as if he's somewhere that we need to have in safekeeping just in case stuff goes wrong. You ever notice how in our world, everybody becomes spiritual, everybody becomes hyper-religious, and everybody is Jesus' best friends when the world stinks, when your lives are going badly? And then when God restores your life back to normal, or when he brings blessings back upon you, what happens? Well, let's just put Jesus back up on the shelf until I need him next time. Everyone wants God's blessings, but not everyone wants God himself. Jesus isn't just a temporary help when life's troubles get you down. Jesus is helping us every day of our life, whether we know it or not, whether we recognize that it is because of his sacrifice that God sends blessings down to us or not. It doesn't change the facts. If we don't have a Savior, we get nothing but God's wrath. But I'd be willing to bet that most of you in this room are looking forward to a hearty meal tomorrow. And it means Jesus is providing for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He is the same yesterday, he is the same today, and he will be the same forever. He is God who shows you mercy, God who opens the way to heaven for you, God who won't let anything bad befall you. This is his promise. He will bless you over and over again, and even our suffering in this life is still a blessing because it helps us to recognize how desperately we need a Savior. The question isn't whether or not we need to show God more gratitude. The question is, are you the one leper? Are you the one who believes that Jesus is God for you? Because the difference between the nine and the one is that the nine didn't believe, and the one did. And at a certain point, you know, just as a little bit of an aside anyway, our English translations really do us a disservice, right? Because we all know all 10 are healed. But at the very end of the text, Jesus says this, "Rise and go your way, your faith has made you well." But it's a little bit wrong. Because the word that's actually used in the original is the word saved. Rise and go your way, your faith has saved you. 10 were healed, but only one was saved. Saved by faith in Jesus Christ. He was the one who believed Jesus is God. And the truth is that you see it in what he does. You see it in what he does. What does he do? He realizes on the way to the priest, he realizes my leprosy's gone. And he literally about faces and he starts yelling with a loud voice and praising God. And then he falls down at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Is that you? It is. Not only because you're here. I mean, this is what the divine service is. This is what Sunday morning or Thanksgiving Eve or any other time that we gather in God's house, this is what it's all about. And in fact, we've already literally done Luke 17 today. Remember how our service started? I, a poor, miserable sinner. Right? We confess our sins. In other words, we come to Jesus in this place and we go, Lord, Master, have mercy on me. What does Jesus say? Through a servant of the word, he declares, your sins are forgiven. You're healed. Your sin is taken away. The thing that prevents relationships in our world, that sort of causes all of these problems for us, that cause every single bit of suffering that we experience, it's gone. Jesus takes it all away. And what's next in the service? We sing a hymn of praise. Today we use this as the feast, right? All about how Jesus wins victory for us. In his great mercy, in his great love, he conquers death, he conquers pain, he conquers everything that afflicts us. And we sing it with loud voices because that's what faith does. Faith goes to the place where Jesus is, praises him with loud voice, and continues to receive from him. You're here. That's why you're here, isn't it? To receive from Jesus, to hear his word, to receive the forgiveness of your sins. And the truth is, it's yours. It's yours right now. Jesus is your God. Jesus is your Savior. And what's better is that Jesus doesn't just speak words, but he does actions. We all know the story. Jesus goes to a cross. Jesus dies. Jesus comes back to life 3 days later. Why do we even have this account of lepers? It's so that you might realize, just like this one leper did, that Jesus really is who he says he is. He is your Savior. He is your God. And he will always take care of you. My friends, that's something that we could never end our thankfulness for. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your thankfulness in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.